This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, as he says, Big day for Trump. I read you my column for Sunday's newspaper in hour number one. I'll do it again to start off Newsmax in hour number three. Trump is fundamentally changing America. Lots of good things happening. I didn't even mention in that article that Attorney General Barr received the FISA abuse report from Inspector General Michael Horowitz, and it's going to be brutal on the Democrats. But one of the big news stories out today is pension funds in Iran on the brink of collapse because Trump backed out of the Iran deal. And you got to ask the question, what did Obama and John Kerry get out of putting together that Iran deal? It propped Iran up. It made Iran great again. It didn't make America great again. It did nothing for America. So you tell me, what did they get out of it? How much money is at stake? They gave them $150 billion plus interest and then dropped off a plane load of cash that was changed over from American dollars to euros in an unmarked airplane in order to pay for hostages, a ransom for hostages. You don't think a piece of all of that got kicked back to Obama and his buddies? Probably run through the Clinton Foundation offshore? I'll bet it did. I'll bet it was. So here's Trump. This guy doesn't want anything from anybody. He's just saving the American taxpayers money and cutting great deals for us and taking good care of us. And he's brought Iran to its knees. So he's proven right again. Why would you not want to bring Iran to its knees? That money that Obama gave Iran was used to fund terrorism all over the world. And now Trump cuts them to their knees, and they can't fund terrorism all over the world. Unbelievable how great Trump is and how bad Obama was. But I think Obama was taking payoffs. I think all, and if not Obama, then his people were taking payoffs. What's the difference? You know your president, when once you retire, you're going to be worth $100 million. So maybe you don't need any payoff. You just want to make sure everyone around you gets filthy rich. So that they all like you and they stay loyal to you and they don't report all your crimes. So there's a lot of things that could have happened here. But they sure weren't looking out for American taxpayers' interests when they handed Iran all the money in the world from American taxpayers, and all that money was used to fund terrorism all around the world, and it was used to prop up the Iranian rogue terrorist regime. Other news, Trump says he's preparing a substantial, inspirational middle-class tax cut, and that's what I told him to do before the 2018 midterms. He didn't do it. He mentioned it one single time. It was an aside. The news media didn't cover it. You got to make this, for the next year, your number one news story. You're cutting middle-class taxes. Should also make it a huge news story that import prices are down, meaning products coming into the United States that were supposed to cost U.S. consumers more money are not costing more money. They're costing less money. They're down over the last year, and they were down in August. Other big news, Trump administration announces rollback of the destructive and horrible Obama-era water rule. Another good move by Trump. They also announced today that we're going to allow drilling, oil drilling, in the Arctic, in Alaska. Isn't that good news? That's great news. And Trump is relentless, man. All of this has been a long time in coming. He's fighting. You know what he reminds me of? I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. To be successful in life, you have to be relentless. It's the number one trait. This reminds me of a young George Washington chopping down the cherry tree. You swing with that axe, and it seems like it's an impossible task, and it seems like it's taken forever, and it seems like it'll never happen, and you can't succeed, and eventually the tree comes down. If you're one of those people who is relentless. If you're not, you give up, and you leave. You take a coffee break and you never come back. That's a typical Democrat. Anything that's hard, they take a coffee break or a drinking break, and they never a cigarette break, and they never come back. A vaping break, and they never come back. That's your typical Democrat. We had the Democrat presidential debates last night. Another horrible, boring yawn fest. Except for the fact that they were saying such crazy things that kept it slightly interesting. So Beto O'Rourke falsely claims a border wall kills thousands of illegal aliens. This is the third 2020 Democrat presidential primary debate. Beto O'Rourke falsely claimed that physical barriers at the U.S.-Mexico border, built under the Bush and Obama administrations, have killed thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens. Democrats and Republicans alike, he said, voted to build a wall that has produced thousands of deaths of people trying to cross to join family or to work a job. O'Rourke claimed when pressed on what he would do about the at least 4 to 6 million visa overstays living in the USA, O'Rourke's claim that existing physical barriers at the southern border, of which there's nearly 700 miles, are responsible for deaths of border crossers and illegal aliens, is false. As Breitbart News reported, hundreds of border crossers and illegal aliens die every year while attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump has actually cut the rate at which illegal aliens are dying at the border with a number of new immigration controls to keep foreign nationals from attempting to cross in the first place. While nearly 3,000 border crossers and illegal aliens died after crossing the southern border under the Obama administration's 8 years, existing physical barriers did not produce those deaths as suggested by Beto O'Rourke. The migration data portal finds it is a mystery what causes the majority of deaths at the southern border, while drowning tends to be the highest known cause of death among border crossers. Other causes of death include hypothermia. Beto O'Rourke says he wants to tear down existing border walls, this moron. The candidate responded yes when asked about ripping down the border barriers during an interview with Latina USA's Maria Hinojosa. The short answer is yes, I would include all local stakeholders. There are more than 600 miles of walls, fencing, and physical barriers. He claimed crime in El Paso went up after the wall was completed on their border, and he wants to remove it along with walls in other places where there are barriers that he does not believe are helping. Wow. Can you imagine? Why don't you get rid of the walls around prisons then? Why don't you get rid of the walls around the houses of all the big Democrat politicians? Beto O'Rourke says, hell yes, we're coming for your guns. We're going to take your AR-15 and your AK-47. He reiterated his support for a mandatory gun control buyback program of assault rifles. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore. If the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside your body, because it was designed to do that so you would bleed to death on a battlefield, when we see that being used against children... He recalled talking to a woman in Odessa, Texas, who watched her 15-year-old daughter bleed to death after she was shot by a man wielding an AR-15. He received praise from his fellow Democratic contenders on Thursday night for his actions following the shootings in El Paso. The way he handled what happened in his hometown, to look in the eyes, former VP Joe Biden said, fellow Texan Julian Castro praised O'Rourke for how well he has spoken of the passion and frustration and sadness after the shooting. And Beto, God love you for standing in the middle of that tragedy, said Kamala Harris. Amy Klobuchar said, I so appreciate what the congressman's been doing. Cory Booker said he was sorry to take in the El Paso shooting for O'Rourke to embrace the position Booker already held, backing a mandatory buyback and national registration. O'Rourke also said the U.S. should date its creation not to 1776, but to 1619 when the first slaves came. Asked why he's the most qualified candidate to address the nation's racial divide, Beto O'Rourke, first of all, they should have said, why are you the best candidate to address the racial divide when your real name is not Beto, you liar? What a joke. His name isn't Beto. He picked that name up in later in life. You know, just to make believe he's Spanish and appeal to Hispanics. He slammed President Trump as a white supremacist, said the United States should mark its founding not on July 4, 1776, but on August 20, 1619, when the first kidnapped African was brought to this country against his will. What a nutcase. What an absolute nutcase. Cory Booker called President Trump a racist, adding, but there's no red badge of courage for calling him that. Racism exists. The question isn't who's a racist, it's who is and isn't doing something about racism. Oh, my God, they're all crazy. Joe Biden accidentally calls Bernie Sanders president. Biden is like a senile old man who doesn't know what he's saying, standing up on that chain, up on that stage. A couple things happened during the debate. First, his teeth nearly fell out, or at least it looked like that. At one point, it looked like his fake teeth were coming out. Then the 76-year-old candidate was asked how he bridged the gap between rich and poor. And he said, play the radio, make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. He's like a senile old man. Nobody's got a record player anymore, you idiot. Oh, my God, a record player. What did he say of Vitrola? Are you crazy? Then he called Senator Bernie Sanders president. As Biden spoke, he pointed to Sanders and said, if you notice, nobody's yet said how much it's going to cost the taxpayer. I hear this large savings the president thinks, my friend from Vermont thinks. And he was talking about Medicare for All. And then Crazy Bernie, not to be outdone, Crazy Bernie Sanders himself, proclaims the U.S. has the highest child poverty rate in the world. Apparently, Bernie's unaware of the impoverished countries in Africa, Eastern Europe, South Asia, parts of South America. Can you imagine comparing America to Haiti and thinking America's worse? How about Venezuela, Cuba, Cambodia, Somalia, Afghanistan? Why don't you lecture the children how lucky they are compared to all the kids in those other countries? The kids here have it great. You crazy nut. And Joe Biden says nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime. Really? By the way, I've always said, you know, smoking pot, something like that, I wouldn't send people to jail. I might send them to rehab, but I wouldn't send them to jail. But that's not the only definition of a nonviolent crime. Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime. Boy, let's look up in the dictionary how many crimes are nonviolent. And let's find out. But make a list and talk about all the people that commit crimes and won't have to go to jail anymore under President Joe Biden. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Yes, Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Used to be called War Now because Wayne Allen Root stands for War, and War stands for Wayne Allen Root. But it's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, because there is no script and there is no teleprompter and there are no notes. It's just me. Raw and unfiltered. Hence the name. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. It's going on October 10th to 12th in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmFest 19 include Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA. Charlie Kirk was on our show yesterday, and Donald Trump Jr. will be on our show on Monday. It's like old home week here. Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I will be one of the headline speakers in Miami, October 10th to 12th. Thank God they held it in October, not in July or August or September when it's hotter than hell in Miami. But in October, it is gorgeous in Miami. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump love fest. Forget about the weather and how nice it's going to be. How about the fact that AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens on October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Come join me. Be fun. All right, so I left when I was talking about Joe Biden. He says nobody should be in jail for a non-violent crime. What about car theft? That's a non-violent crime. Has Joe really thought this through? What about people who commit white-collar crimes? What if you rip off your boss for $1 million? What if you leave him penniless? What if a lawyer rips off his client who was paralyzed in a car accident, and they get $1 million settlement, and the lawyer steals it? That's a nonviolent crime. Should you not go to jail? I, I mean, these people are crazy. The entire Democratic Party is obsessed with putting no one in jail. They love criminals. And when you're in jail, they want you to vote. And based on what they're saying, they don't want anybody in jail other than an absolute worst rapist murderers. And so they get to vote while they're in jail. Everybody else gets out. And to make matters even funnier, Julian Castro, Kamala Harris, and Amy Klobuchar stood on booster boxes at the DNC debate to appear taller. Three candidates went that extra mile to get noticed and brought their own booster boxes. Wow. Democratic Party's funny. And Elizabeth Warren, not to be outdone, announced her plan to increase Social Security payments by $150 billion a year. And I believe, if my memory serves me, how was she going to pay for it? She was going to dramatically increase the Social Security taxes of everyone in America, like me, who owns your own business and is an independent contractor. It's going to be this massive, massive increase in Social Security taxes. These people are all crazy. There is no money, Elizabeth Warren, for this. I don't have any money for this. And if I did, it would be money I'd use to start a business, you idiot, and create jobs. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang would not say if he thought other Democrat candidates were too far to the left. When he was questioned after the third Democrat debate, he said, "I'll let voters decide if Democratic candidates are leaning too far to the left." Don't forget, he's the guy that backs Medicare for All and decriminalizing illegal border entry, and he wants to give everybody $1,000 a month in universal basic income. And he announced during a third Democratic debate he would be giving away a freedom dividend of $1,000 per month to 10 families for a year to test his central campaign promise. If you believe you can solve your problems better than any politician, then go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do that. This is how we get our country working again. See, there's a little problem with your thinking, Andrew Yang. I agree with you that you could solve your own problems better than any politician. But that means you have to come up with your own money. You have to work for a living. It doesn't mean that a liberal politician can steal the money from the taxpayers and have government give it to you $1,000 a month for free. How is that solving your own problems? That's government solving your problems. That's Big Brother. And by the way, MSNBC is so shameful, so disgusting, that a liberal host suggests that Trump isn't the real father of Barron Trump. Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski seems to suggest President Trump isn't Barron's father. First of all, Trump is this big, tall guy, right? I'm not short, by the way. I'm relatively just fine. I'm right up there with anybody. But when I stand next to Trump, I feel short because Trump is like 6'4", 6'5". Have you ever seen in real life his son Barron? I have. I've stood right next to him. I was at Mar-a-Lago twice, and Barron was right next to me. And Barron is like 6'4". He's 13 years old. Of course he's Trump's son, you idiot. When we get back, I'll tell you what she was referring to. It's a real joke. And we've also got a guest coming up, Emily Taylor, a gun rights attorney. And she teaches a class on how to survive active shooters.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the GOP retreat in Baltimore, a day after the latest Democratic debate, Vice President Mike Pence made note of today's date.
Just 416 days from when we elect a Republican majority in the House of Representatives and re-elect President Donald Trump.
Pointed out that the economy wasn't mentioned by the Democrats during the debates.
I mean, when they were talking about socialized medicine, they were talking about open borders. When they were talking about higher taxes, they were talking about gun control.
A federal appeals court in New York restored a lawsuit by restaurant workers, a hotel event booker, and a watchdog who says President Trump has business conflicts that violate the Constitution. Justice Department lawyers had argued that the plaintiffs didn't suffer in any way and thus had no standing to sue. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR. So, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And if you are among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. And it is Christian health sharing. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member, and my four kids are all members of Liberty HealthShare. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 year one, $18,000 year two, $18,000 in this final year three. I shouldn't say final, but I should say the final of 3 years. So in the 3 years I've been with them, I've saved $54,000. Three doctor visits last year, all paid for. All free to me because they were considered wellness visits. I get three of them a year. So I did three in December, and they were free. And my kid had a dental bill of $2,500. They reimbursed $2,000 of it. And I had a kidney stone operation in February, the first surgery of my entire life, thank God. I've been blessed with good health, but first time. And it happens, well, I've got Liberty HealthShare, and it was a godsend. They paid for everything, the doctor, the anesthesiologist, the surgeon, the hospital, except for my deductible, which is a small deductible. I paid it, and that was it. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. Any size family, doesn't matter how big you are, call 855-58-LIBERTY. You got to go check it out. I mean, you're crazy if you don't switch over. If you don't at least check it out and think about switching over, you're crazy. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, lightyourliberty.com. Regain control of your health costs. So we got a guest here, Emily Taylor, who's a gun rights attorney. And she teaches a class called Run, Hide, Fight, Survive an Active Shooter. And she wants to talk to us about the NRA now suing San Francisco because San Francisco, in their infinite communist wisdom, declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. Emily Taylor, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Tell me, before we get to the San Francisco thing, tell me about this class you teach called Run, Hide, Fight, Survive an Active Shooter. What is your best advice to survive an active shooter? Other than, of course, wouldn't it be wonderful if you or someone you knew right next to you in your office had a gun and could shoot back and defend you? That would be the best choice. But if you don't have a gun, what do you do?
Sure. So we actually recommend that people use that sequence of events in deciding how to respond. First, run, and that's run as fast as you can. As soon as you hear something that you think sounds like a gunshot or like it could be an active shooter incident, and don't be afraid to run away from the crowd. That goes counterintuitive to what we normally think. We think of safety in numbers and, you know, like perhaps you won't get hit if you're just one in the crowd, when actually active shooters are aiming towards groups. If you're the one guy running away from the group, you are actually safer than the number of people who are all huddled together. If you can't run, or if you run as far as you can, hide, barricade, be quiet, put your cell phones on silent, and then your last case scenario would be to fight. Arm yourself however you can. If you have a firearm, that's amazing, but there are lots of places where we can't arm ourselves. Make sure that you know how to improvise your own weapon, what to look for, what's best. And that's what this class does. You know, I wish that I could give people a magic pill for this is how you're going to survive, but the best we can do is say this is what you can think about ahead of time. So if you're in one of these horrible moments and your adrenaline's pumping, you have already thought things through so that you don't have to think about it for the first time when you're actually inside the incident.
All right, we're talking to Emily Taylor, a gun rights attorney. And Emily, the NRA is suing San Francisco because San Francisco just declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. What does that mean? First of all, only the United States federal government and Donald Trump and the Trump administration can declare someone a domestic terror organization. How could a state make that determination? Let's start with that.
Oh, sure. Well, they can't. You're absolutely right. There is a definition of a domestic terror organization under the Patriot Act. And that comes with very specific things, again, imposed by the federal government in terms of, you know, what they can do to search, monitor, audit an organization that has been declared a domestic terror organization. The city of San Francisco just deciding to call something domestic terror is 100% frivolous and meaningless, but for the other issues they've tacked on along with it.
And so, I mean, to me, it's a free speech issue. You can't stop me from owning a gun when the Second Amendment protects me and my right to own a gun. The state can't make that decision, can they?
No, and that's absolutely right, and that is absolutely what the NRA has sued to enforce, is that we have San Francisco, who has said, if you do business with this domestic terror organization, we don't want you to do business in our city. So they're going to audit people before and after they're issued business licenses. They are going to look into your connections, and they're trying to run the NRA and any friends of the NRA out of town. And that's what they cannot do, and that's the cause of action the NRA has brought, is you are discriminating against us and against our affiliates for political speech you do not like, and that is a direct First Amendment violation. It is absolutely impermissible, and, you know, this is a fight the NRA can and will win.
All right. We're starting to lose you a little bit, so hopefully, I don't know if you're on I know you're on a cell phone, but are you on a speaker? Because I just want to make sure you get off the speaker, because you were in, you were out, you were kind of there. I heard most of what you had to say, Emily, but not everything. Just wanted to make you aware of that.
I got that.
What if you're a member of the MRA and you live in California? Are you in any kind of trouble? Are they going to audit you? Have they said what they would do to simply people who join as members?
Well, if you're a member and that membership is supported through your business, I do think that you have something to worry about, at least until, you know, the court issues an injunction against this resolution that's passed. So, you know, I think that you, as a personal matter, just a citizen of San Francisco, you're going to be all right. But if you are a business owner and an NRA member, and, you know, heaven forbid there are ties there that they can see when auditing your business, that's when the trouble could arise. But again, I sure hope that this temporary injunction will be issued soon, which will stop San Francisco from enforcing that.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think the NRA and NRA's members and NRA contributors who own businesses, what's their best, remedy here? I think their best remedy, I know it's going to sound kind of harsh and kind of terrible, but the best remedy is to move out of California. I moved out. I lived in California for 13 going on for just about 14 years, and I loved it. I mean, I lived in Malibu. I lived on the beach. I lived over the beach. I was hanging out at the beach all the time with my Uggs. I mean, I was living the Malibu lifestyle, and I loved it. And I left because I couldn't stand the taxes and I couldn't stand the liberals, and I had a gun, and I didn't like their hatred towards gun owners. And that was 18 years ago, and it's so much worse now. It's ridiculous, and immigration was not completely overrunning California like it was then. I just think anyone who's a conservative needs to get the hell out of Dodge.
You know, and this is easy for me to say as a Texan who doesn't have to worry about it.
Right, I know.
It seems like that's exactly what they want. I hate to see them win, because that is exactly what San Francisco is gunning for here, is to run gun rights supporters and conservatives out of town. I understand why, if you're a conservative in California, you would want to leave, but man, I hate to see them succeed in that effort, because I think that's exactly what their goal.
Yeah, well, look, I wish they would succeed in their goal of one thing. I wish they would secede. I think the best thing for America would be if California goes its own way and becomes its own country, because they are like their own country now. They ignore the United States Constitution. They ignore our laws. They trample our laws. They trample the Constitution. And, of course, they add millions and millions of votes, many of them illegal aliens, to make it look like Donald Trump lost the popular vote. Well, if you subtract California, he didn't lose the popular vote. So I think we're all better off. If you got rid of California, we Republicans and conservatives would win every single election. So let's root for them to secede. Let's get rid of the state.
Well, that's certainly certainly may be, you know, they would have an uphill battle with that, but fingers crossed.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, so any final points for gun owners out there who are every day our rights are threatened, and yet we're the ones who are there? Johnny on the spot, I always say on my show, I love the police more than anything in the world. I think cops are great, but when you need them in 5 minutes, they're there in six. So you better have your own gun, and you better respond. If something bad goes on, we are the first responders. The average law-abiding, tax-paying good guy or gal carrying a gun in the middle of a shopping mall or a movie theater or a restaurant when something bad happens, we are the first ones on the scene that could actually save your life. So I think gun owners are heroes. And any final thoughts from Emily Taylor?
Yes, only that I would say to every sector reporter and gun owner right now, go out and buy a new gun today if you can, particularly an AR.
All right, Emily Taylor, thanks for coming on. Gun rights attorney, teaches a class called Run, Hide, Fight, Survive an Active Shooter. I'd love to take that class. I'd love to know, you know, exactly what you got to do if things go wrong for you and your family in the wrong place at the wrong time. Thank you, Emily. Wayne Oliver.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Oliver, we got one more segment to go, and then it's time for Newsmax TV, of course, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, 7 Central. Hottest TV show in the country. Fastest growing TV show in the country. Nobody's show is growing as fast as the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. President Trump's favorite show, I think, I suspect, from what he tweeted out and what he said to Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax, just a couple of weeks ago. He tries to watch the show whenever he can. We appreciate it. Thank you, President Trump. Make sure you're watching. Coming up in about 14 minutes. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
All across the country.
people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered, about 8 minutes away from Newsmax TV, our power hour. Hopefully you get Newsmax TV for the Wayne Allen Root Show 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show 3 times a week. Hey, I just realized, Chris, it's Friday. I'm almost done for the week. It's almost the weekend. The weekend in Rootland. Rootland is right next door to Trumpland. I don't know if you knew that, but we're right next door. We're very friendly countries. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. You could switch to DirecTV or Dish. So encourage them to make you happy and to make it simple. Just call this toll-free number and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. And you can tell them, I demand Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Root because I want to live in Rootland, Puerto Rico. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com at exactly 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. My show comes on your computer screen. Or go to Newsmax, or go to your app store and get Newsmax TV's app for free on your cell phone. And my show comes on at exactly 8 o'clock on your cell phone. How cool is that? All right. And by the way, I wasn't fooling around with Puerto Rico. It's a little inside joke, but we just landed Puerto Rico. So my radio show is now heard in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So you get Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, even in Puerto Rico, which is now changing its name to officially honor the new king of Puerto Rico. It's Puerto Rico. California bans private prisons, including ICE detention centers. I kid you not. This is not a story from The Onion. This is not satire. This is a true sad story. California lawmakers passed a bill on Wednesday banning private prisons from operating in the state, a move which likely will lead to the closure of 4 large immigration detention facilities that could hold up to 18,000 people. These are ICE immigration detention facilities. The move is a dramatic shift for California, which used to rely on only private prisons for the most part to reduce overcrowding in their state-run facilities. They had tons of private prisons. Private prison companies used to view California as their fastest-growing market. As recently as 2016, that was like yesterday, private prisons locked up about 7,000 Californians. But in recent years, thousands of inmates have been transferred from private prison back into state-run facilities. As of June, private prisons held 2,222 of California's total inmate population. The bill, AB 32, has moved to the desk of Governor Gavin Newsom, who said last year he supported the ban and committed to end the outrage of private prisons once and for all. There are currently four private prisons in California operated by GEO Group, whose contracts expire in 2023 and cannot be renewed under the new legislation unless ordered by a federal court in order to reduce overcrowding. So, in addition, signaling a major criminal justice reform, AB 32 also has become a flashpoint in California's fight with the Trump administration over the treatment of immigrants. The bill's author, Assemblyman Rob Bonta, originally wrote it only to apply to contracts between the state's prison authority and private for-profit companies. But in June, he amended the bill to apply to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agencies, meaning ICE's four major California detention centers. And this seems to have caught ICE's officials totally by surprise. The result is, instead of slowly phasing out immigration detention centers, most will face closure next year unless ICE and its private prison contractors find a workaround. So they're banning ICE from having prisons in the state of California. I'm telling you, we should make them secede. I want nothing further to do with California. And I do want to point out, I should have printed the article out. I just saw an article. I didn't know this. California passed another law, and this one's also waiting, I believe, for the signature of Governor Newsom, which says that you can't be an independent contractor. It's almost impossible to be an independent contractor, so it's going to put Uber and Lyft in a very bad corner. I don't know that they're going to go out of business. I don't know if they're going to leave California. Maybe they will. But I do know they're going to have to change the way they do business in California, because all the Uber and Lyft drivers, and I'm sure a lot of them listen to my show in all the places where my show airs, so there's probably a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers listening to me right now. If you are, you should call. I'd love to hear from you. But the reality is, it's not going to work anymore. That's the whole point of Uber, is the person's an independent contractor. It's their car. They determine their hours. They're not paid employees. They're not supposed to get health insurance. They're not supposed to get a salary. Those numbers don't work. Uber and Lyft invented this amazing system that only works for independent contractors. And they're trying to outlaw being an independent contractor. And you know what's so interesting? I mean, I'm just always on the opposite side of liberals on everything. Do you realize almost every liberal works for a living, and they get a paycheck, and they're an employee, or they're a government employee, they're a union member? In my entire life, I've never worked for anybody. I've been an independent contractor my entire life, with the exception of 2 years where I was an anchorman at CNBC. That's the only salary and real job I've ever had in my entire life. And while I was doing that, I was an independent contractor for several other companies, because while I was working at CNBC as an anchorman and host, I was doing some radio gigs, and I was doing some newspaper gigs, and I was doing a magazine gig, and I was building a couple of businesses. So I was an employee of one company while I was an independent contractor of five others. I've been an independent contractor my whole life, and Democrats are trying to outlaw Wayne Allyn Root. Apropos.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221. Or go to the website, angioprim.com.
Fruit.